This is the second part of the Dharma talk on the 26th August 2016. If you think you are better than me, why don't you teach me to have enlightenment? But you have to be very careful. You know, the worm eats soil, but it never ends craving. Or the fish that live in the ocean, or the bird that fly in the sky, no matter what, how excellent they are, but they still consume the craving. It's like the same thing for the stupid people, that they love to eat the craving, except a person who have the wisdom. Even though on the heaven realms for Deva or Brahman's world, they still enjoy with craving. It cannot compare a person who have liberation, who end defilement, who end craving already. But we are inferior. Our eyes blind. Our ear are deaf. Our brain is dark. So the way to Nirvana is dead end. It's the way it's shut. No way to reach there. And you keep break the morality. You keep break the sila. What you are practicing is about create the hell for yourself. Or do you think you're skillful in talk bad, do bad, think bad? Why I give you the warning like this? Because I regret that the day and night that passed already, you cannot bring them back. You cannot change, you cannot extend. Yes, go shanang maranang suwe. Who know the date will come. You cannot beg them to stop first, don't come. Even though for myself, I cannot do it. No money, no gold, no treasure to pay to stop the debt. So that's why the Buddha explained that no matter what, how much money you have, how big of your house, how rich you are, but you cannot buy the debt. You cannot stop the debt. No millionaire that live forever. Every millionaire will be burned and buried in grave. Even though for the Buddha too, he cannot escape from this. So if you don't understand the Dharma that I'm teaching you right now, so how can you practice? Because now I'm telling you, especially I want you to know that in the practice, if you don't know your mind, if you don't know your body, so it's no way. It's useless. Because the most wicked is a person who don't know their body, who don't know their mind. Because when you know your body, you're in the danger. And when you know your mind, you're in the suffering. So this is the teaching for today. I want you to be clever by plan the faithfulness, plan morality, and plan trust and confidence. And then you can keep going in the practice. Okay, it's enough for today, for this Dharma talk. After that, Long Po led the monk chanting some sutra, and then he give more Dharma talk again. This is the language of noble monk. It's not the language for the normal people, or the language of Deva or Brahmins, but it's the language of the noble monk. Since the first day that I ordained to be a monk, my teacher told me to chant Ariya Katha. And I chant the Tathakata Bodhisattva. Yes. I was chanting for a few words. And then I feel a happiness overwhelming my heart. And then the tears start come out from my eye. So I report my teacher that what happened with me, but I cannot chant. But I feel like I want to cry. So my teacher said, oh, if anything like this happened to you, so you prostrate me for 9 times. Then Long Pao Tong Bai prostrate his teacher for 9 times. And then his teacher said, I will consecrate something good in you. That good thing is the language of noble monk. And then one day, you will have the real taste of this language. You will have the true language of noble monk inside your mind. And you will become the sun in the sky. And your tongue will talk about only the Dharma. And this Dharma will be very powerful, because it will support and help people in this world. All the world will come to your Dharma. So I sit still and prostrate in front of him. My forehead in front of his feet. And then he rubbed my head. And then the teacher touched my forehead, and then he said, from this moment on, don't cry again, but keep continue to chanting and go practice. So I go alone in the chanting hall, and then I start to chanting by myself. It's in Pali word. So I start to chant for the second time. But then I start to chant about in the half page. And then it happened again. I start to cry and feel the great happiness overwhelm in my heart. Then I stop chanting and go to ask my teacher. And my teacher said, okay, now you better think to someone who is better or higher than me. Like somebody who has had the wisdom like Prasariputta, or who is very strong and powerful like Pamukkala, or who is have a great purity like the Buddha. And think about that I will be a monk and ordained with the holy life and stay like it for my whole life. And study and learn Pratipitaka or the Pali Canon to understand all of them and have the enlightenment to stay in Nirvana. My teacher give me the direction like this. Then I go back to chant one more time. So when I start to chant, it's very good. Everything just keep flowing like the river. That's why I can have the good benefit from this one. Since that day, I love to stay in forest. I stay under the bamboo, under the banana, under the trees. It's become my behavior. Whoever come and show up and express anything, I don't care. I just love to stay in the forest. And my mind start to tear apart. It shattered the defilement piece by piece, day by day. My mind start to become independent. And I go alone. And inside my mind, I have a strong determination. My determination is, I only born in this life, just one time. So, in this my life, I devote my life to practice until I reach to Nirvana, to to stay with the Buddha and never think about the other people, the other name, the other family, just only about the Nirvana. It's like the sun that goes straight from east to west. That's all. Since that day, I stopped being stupid. I don't consume any bad things. I don't watch the movie. I don't listen to music. I don't have pen. I don't have glasses. Even though they're back, I don't have it. And no sandal, no shoes. I never wear that. Whatever that the Buddha did in the past, I will do the same. Because I don't want to increase defilement to support birth and death. Because right now what you are doing is about support birth and death. When you have the condition like this get in your mind, you will see that the Buddha stay with you everywhere. A person will have faithfulness with the Buddha, so the Buddha will stay with him. Who see the Dharma? So who see the Buddha? Who see the Buddha? So who see the Dharma? Who don't have the Dharma? Even though he hold the robe of the Buddha, but can say that he is not living near the Buddha. But a person who have the Dharma, who see the Dharma, but never meet the Buddha in real, but consider he stay with the Buddha all the time. But what the Dharma that he can see is the faithfulness, is the sila, in the trust and confidence that I explained before. So if a person who can see this kind of Dharma very often, that means you see the Buddha. And the Buddha will live with you in every second. So stop practice and being stupid. In practice doesn't mean you go to talk to each other and have fun. Since the day you were born until the day you die, it's only about yourself. So don't worry that you will not have friends. But it's better that you go to practice alone and don't talk. Because you was born alone and then you will die alone. And when you practice alone, you will see the result. Because the result of the happiness which is happened from the peacefulness is really high value. It doesn't matter what are they talking about outside. It cannot compare to the peacefulness inside. Yes, the happiness in mind, which is really clean, really clear and bright. This is the peacefulness. And the happiness in your heart. You feel empty and calm and cool inside. Because you stay silent and solitude. Even though the sperm will not move, or the sperm will dry out, because the mind has no sensual desire at all, and the mind stays with mindfulness and wisdom, especially when the mind stays in silence and be solitude like this, the sexuality or the sensual desire will not happen. That's why in the past, just a boy in 7 years old, he enlightened to be Arahant. But now they just die and die and die a million times, but still come back and still have semen because it's a normal people. Don't you think it's wonderful to be like this? So all the Dharma that I'm talking about, because I see that you don't have the faithfulness. Your practice is shaking. It swing left to right and not stable because you don't have the faithfulness and confidence. Because when I observe your practice, when you walk, you talk to each other. When you sit, you still have the chit-chat to each other. Think, oh, You don't have the faithfulness. You only have the ignorance, have the craving, have the conceit, have the wrong view, and no taste of Dharma at all. Wherever you go, I'm shaking on that. And I think it's not qualified. Because what I see is like you are not, you don't respect in the monk. You don't have the right thought. Normally, Paasachi, he was a stupid guy. But when he meet the Buddha and listen to the Dharma talk, he have enlightenment to be the Arahant. You know, you have the chance to see a noble monk, have the chance to listen to the Dharma from the noble monk. The taste of Dharma is really delicious. It's like a honey. A fresh honey that's come from the beehive or a mother milk. Because now I want you to stop torture yourself from being stupid. Because right now the stupidity is keep torture you. Yes, I dare to challenge you. You can see it. A person will suffer and torture because he live with the stupidity. But a person who can let go stupidity, he is happy. As I taking this benefit for long, long time, it does matter that people will say this is stupid. I know it's stupid, so I will not consume it. And then when you become a real smart person, you see how happy it is, and then you cannot go back to consume stupidity again. Any mind that cannot escape from ignorance, from craving, from conceit, from wrong view, so this is stupid mind. Because when you birth with unhappy, and when you die with the suffering. It keep annoying you like this. So start from today, you have to stop the stupid system. Don't go to talk to each other. You better to practice alone, stay alone, and stay silent. But if you don't believe what I say, and you still want to do it, do not blame me, and don't be regret, and don't think that I lead the sin or bad karma to you, but because you will receive your old karma, your bad sin by yourself. If you're not afraid with the hell, you can do it, you can try it, no problem. So what is the problem? If you want to be a peacefulness, it's no problem about that, to stay in the peacefulness. Or you think that you stay in the peacefulness, you're gonna die. It's alright if you make the funeral for you. If you cannot practice and stay in the peacefulness, it's alright if you make the funeral for you. No problem. But now take a look at yourself. How old are you? You are adult already. And getting old is almost die. And every day, I find the food. I give you the food, give you the place, give you the water to live and eat. I think that's good enough. Do you think you want more than this? You want to go to the next level, which is more luxury or higher. But don't forget what are you going to do with this body and mind. You should know and understand this because it is half. It's a half rain retreat already. But now that I'm shaking, nobody understand about this. Yes, even though the monk, lay man, lay woman, your practice is cross the line. You know the ocean will not keep the corpse or the dead body inside. It will search all the corpse or dead body to the shore. So in this monastery, we want the pure Dharma, the real practitioner. Do not blame me that I am a cruel person, but this is the way they are. Merit and sin, we don't have the same result. It has a different result. Dharma and Andharma is different. Because the Dharma will bring you to Nirvana. Okay, today I give you the Dharma talk to build the faithfulness. And for you, for everyone who want to have the prosperous life, you want the real essential in life before you die and leave this world and never come back again. So you better receive the blessing from the Buddha by the faithfulness, by the sila or morality, by the trust and confidence. So make it arise and happen in your mind, and then you can see it often. Repeat it again and again, you see it very often, until the Buddha accepts that. So for the faithfulness, for 40%, for the sila morality, 30%, and for trust and confidence for 30%, totally 100%. So see this Dharma very often. Who has the real wisdom is the Buddha, the Arahant monk. The other thing, just the craving, just the ignorance, even though for yourself too. Don't deny, but you admit that. I don't need to check, because I see it already. What do you have inside? Okay, I hope you understand this Dharma talk today and keep practice. It's enough for today.